Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for July 29th, 2024. Memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Do you believe? From the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." Introductory prayer. Heavenly Father, once again I renew my faith in your plan for my life. I trust in your loving providence, and I know that no one can snatch me from your hands. You know well that I love you. I wish to be more open and docile to your plan and action in my life. Take this time that I now set aside for prayer. Take my mind, will, and heart. Take my gifts and talents. I lay them at your feet through this prayer. Do with me today according to your holy and loving plan. Amen. Petition. Lord Jesus, deepen my faith in your resurrection. First reflection. Do you believe this? This is the fundamental question in our life of faith. Do we, in fact, believe it all? Do we really believe that the human race was mysteriously subjected to the catastrophic consequences of our first parents' disobedience to the divine will? Do we really believe what we say in the Creed every Sunday? Do we believe that Jesus of Nazareth died and rose from the dead to conquer sin and now lives to draw all people to himself as their Savior? The great challenge for the Christian in our thoroughly postmodern, post-Christian, technical age is to unabashedly say yes. Second reflection, keeping faith simple. One of the greatest challenges in the Christian life is to keep our faith simple. Our tendency is towards sophistication and complication. While certainly the ability to think and reason well is a gift and has its place in the Christian life, we must be equally aware that the inborn tendency to rationalism can be a non-starter for a genuine life of faith. We cannot afford to fall in today's error of trying to size God down according to our meager perceptions and self-centered attitudes. Christ is much more. God's ways are far more sublime than what our limited vision can create. A simple faith is so pleasing to God because then he has leeway for his supernatural action. Then he can do something within us and through us. Third reflection, keeping faith robust. This simple faith can and must launch us upward and outward in the task of bringing Christ's love to every soul. Our simple faith can rapidly ignite and convert us into relentless apostles of the kingdom, like St. Paul. We need to make his words our own. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Conversation with Christ. Lord Jesus, give me strength to bear the burden of drawing others closer to you. Let me feel, with St. Paul, the sting of woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. And when I do set out to give others reasons for my faith, accompany me with your Holy Spirit to give success to my poor efforts. Resolution. For love of Jesus, I will renew, refresh, and invigorate the act of faith with which I begin every day in my morning offering.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.